to God, lover, beloved, and love. I don't know if anyone remembers all the way back to the fall. It seems like years ago, as time moves so strangely in this COVID time. Last fall, we had a sermon series on Jesus called Why Jesus? It was my way to wonder about who Jesus is and why he remains so important to us here at the parish of St. Dunstan 2,000 years later, and why I think Jesus remains important to the world. We thought about how Jesus was one who welcomed and blessed children, always making room for the most vulnerable among us. We thought about how Jesus resists being a sectarian and opens his arms to friend and stranger alike. We thought about how Jesus compels us to rethink what power is, not as a dominating force to grasp, but like a small mustard seed that grows in its own way, in its own time. We thought about how Jesus walks alongside all of us who suffer, who are injured, who are lonely, who are grieved in body, soul, and mind, and how Jesus can turn even suffering into the very place of God's presence and redeeming. All this we thought about and more last fall. I wonder if you remember why Jesus is important to us and to this world. From this Sunday until Lent, we will shift the focus from why Jesus is important to why the parish of St. Dunstan is important. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not thinking about St. Dunstan's in a self-aggrandizing way or a braggadocious sort of way, but I do want to wonder about what this community is in the light of who Jesus is, and wonder why I think it is good and even important for us at this time in the world to hold steady, face the future, and shine a light around us as a beacon for those who are floundering in the sea of uncertainty, fear, alienation, and all the other powers that try to keep us human beings from lifting our heads in faith, hope, and love. Why St. Dunstan's? Why this little community situated in the community of Aldergrove in the center of the lower mainland of British Columbia? Why ought we give ourselves to this place and these people at this time? It's a good question. I wonder if you've thought about it over the pandemic. Should I go back? Should I reinvest my energy in that place? Should I bother getting dressed and getting the kids ready to go sit in a space to listen to ancient texts, sing cute songs, eat a smidgen of what they promise me is bread? Especially as they've stopped serving wine, is it even worth it? It's a good question. Is this place even worth it? Global News put out an article called Gone by 2040, Why Some Religions Are Declining in Canada Faster Than Ever. It's based on some startling statistics about the role religion and spirituality play in the average Canadian's life. Fewer people are committing themselves to spiritual community, particularly younger people. Certainly there are as many reasons for this as there are people. It does make the question why St. Dunstan's a very important question. Why dedicate ourselves, our families, to a spiritual community at all? Is it worth it? You will all have different answers to this question, maybe different answers on different days, and your presence here this morning in person and online might be an indicator that it is worth it for you, at least today. This season after the Epiphany, where we celebrated the coming of God in Jesus Christ, God who came to help and heal us, all of this beautiful world, this season after the Epiphany, I want to highlight some reasons why I think dedicating ourselves and our families to spiritual community and to St. Dunstan's in particular is worth it. Most of the reflections in this series will be based on Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We will begin reading from that letter next week, all the way until Lent, And if you want to go a bit deeper into this delightful letter, join us on Zoom every Wednesday evening for a Bible study. This Sunday, however, let's reflect on why St. Dunstan's by looking at the reading dedicated to this feast day, the baptism of our Lord, as recorded in the Gospel according to Luke. Listen again. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them. We begin our story at a place of expectation and questions. The people were filled with expectation, and the people have some questions. Yes, Advent is over, that great season of expectation, but here it comes up again. Expectation. There is both something passive or trusting in expectation, as well as being at the ready when it comes to expectation. For instance, there is something passive and trusting in someone who is expecting the bus to come on time. You know, ho-hum, I know it's coming, maybe a little late, but it's coming. But there's also something antsy, right, in a person who's expecting news, say, about a doctor's visit. Eee, I know it's coming, but why isn't the doctor on the phone right now? Expectation can be both an attitude of trust and an emotion of impatience. And I like this about expectation. I like that it bridges the human experiences of trust and impatience. Aren't we all on that bridge, or better yet, on that teeter-totter right now in this pandemic, moving from trust that all shall be well and the impatience of new restrictions and the rise in infections, teeter-tottering up and down, back and forth in our connection to Christian community? I need it, I hate it, I want it, I just can't be bothered. The people at Jesus' baptism were teeter-tottering in their own time, rocking up and down between trusting that God will come and make this world right again and impatience that God has not already come. And in the midst of this emotional motion, asking the questions, Is John the one God sent to help us? Are we to look for another? Am I the one God has sent to help us? Are you the one? Is she the one? God is coming to help, right? Is that help here now, or are we waiting longer? And then John's answer, John, the great prophet who knows that God is coming, is not the one they're waiting for. John's job is not to save the world, but to baptize us in water, that is to splash us all awake, so that we won't miss the one who is coming, who will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus comes to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus' way is the way of Holy Spirit and fire. I want to take 2 moments and talk about the Holy Spirit and fire, because these 2 things from Jesus are foundational to why we as people in Aldergrove or the Lower Mainland or Canada need to take seriously our commitment to spiritual community. Why St. Dunstan's? Because of Holy Spirit and fire. First, the Holy Spirit. That breath of God that breathed life into the world. At the parish of St. Dunstan, we recognize that God's creative breath can be in each and every one of us. But unless we take the time to breathe in the love of God and breathe out all the other things that beat us down, we will not be able to access the faith, the hope, and the love needed to heal this world. Our world, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our world is suffering with a spiritual respiratory illness. They are finding it hard to believe in a future, to hope in good things, and they are finding it very difficult to love one another. They do not know what to do but to gasp as best as they can through a very difficult world. But here at the parish of St. Dunstan's, we commit our way to Jesus' way and his baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so we breathe in the love of God and we breathe out all the things that beat us down. It is a spiritual practice we commit to for our own sake, surely, but also for the sake of the world. But this is not the only baptism with which we have been baptized with. Jesus' way is also a baptism of fire. Oh, how I teeter-totter over this baptism. Fire is not pleasant to be baptized with. Yesterday I forgot a pan was in the oven for 2 hours at 350 degrees and I touched the lid and it was not a pleasant baptism. But it is a baptism that the world needs us to undertake. The world needs us to be baptized with fire. Because the world is on fire. And like God, we at this parish cannot abandon it. Fire is the suffering and the pain of this world. Fire is the hunger of an impoverished child who goes to school without a lunch. The baptism of fire will not allow us to forget that child. Fire is the determination of the refugee escaping violence and terror. The baptism of fire will not allow us to forget that refugee. Fire is the loneliness of the senior locked in a care home without visitors. The baptism of fire will not allow us to forget that senior. Fire is the cycle of poverty, mental illness, and crime trapping the incarcerated. The baptism of fire will not allow us to forget the imprisoned. Fire is the confusion of the spiritually isolated, the 50% of Canadians who do not connect to spiritual community regularly or at all, the 70% of young Canadians who aren't feeding their hearts in spiritual community, who wonder why their hearts are broken, their resilience faded, and their hope in the future shattered. The baptism of fire will not allow us to forget those who do not have the spiritual community we are blessed to have in this place. Why St. Dunstan's? Because here God has given us the breath of love, filling our spiritual lungs with justice and peace and joy, so that when we are sent out into a world on fire, we have the love we need to bring people into this house of Jesus, this house of safety, this house of prayer for all of God's beloved children. Through Jesus Christ, our friend and our helper. Amen.